Thank you very much for having me.
So, Richard, we're hearing that the Justice Department and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was making the case for the firing of James Comey. What do you make of that news?
I think the decision was made by the White House and by the President of the United States. He only made the decision. I think he was involved with this to begin with. And I think it has to do with the Russia investigation. That's the main bone of contention between the White House and the FBI right now is Russia.
Okay. Now, what is there something unethical about what happened here?
Well, yes. They fired the FBI director in the middle of an FBI investigation of the president and of the Trump campaign.
Okay, but President Trump in the letter said it had nothing to do with that. There was just a loss of confidence, right, in James Comey. Isn't that a good enough reason to fire him?
I think that in the middle of an investigation like this, when the White House is being investigated, the president's being investigated, president has no business firing the director of the FBI, particularly when they don't have an independent prosecutor. They could have appointed an independent prosecutor to handle this, and they didn't.
Okay, but what does that really do, though? So James Comey is out. The investigation goes on, though, right?
Well, it goes on under the supervision of whoever President Trump puts in there, an acting director, and then any other director who is confirmed by the Senate. But the point is that the president should not be allowed to be supervising the people who are investigating the president and the White House staff. We went through this with President Nixon, and that's why we had to have an independent prosecutor. And when President Nixon sought to fire the independent prosecutor, that led him on the road to impeachment.
So who's going to choose an independent prosecutor? Who has the power to do that now?
President has the power to do that, but an independent prosecutor would have to be someone chosen by the president with consultation with the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, and then somebody who the president promises will not be fired. And he was given broad discretion to conduct an independent investigation.
Yeah, but why would President Trump want to do that?
He may very well have to do that if members of Congress tell him he has to do that.
How does that work?
It will only take a handful of Republican senators to put together a majority of senators who will tell the president that he is going to have to comply with the Constitution. And we cannot have a president who is supervising an investigation of the president. That's a fundamental conflict of interest.
Richard, just a handful of
Republican senators say no.
Tell me this. Do you think they're going to jeopardize their entire Republican legislative agenda over this issue?
I think they are going to jeopardize if they let this pass, because there's no way that the voters are going to put up with it. We have had an attack on the United States by a foreign power, which has conducted espionage inside the United States with the assistance of some Americans. We don't know who they are, but some of them may work for the Trump campaign. We cannot have people who work for the Trump campaign, such as Attorney General Sessions, supervising that investigation.
But we've already
an independent investigation.
Yeah, we've already seen several Republican senators, like Lindsey Graham, for example, saying, look, this makes sense. He probably should have done it as soon as he came into office, but we did not have confidence in James Comey, and this is not that big of a deal. What do you make of their reaction?
Well, there were complaints about James Comey for other reasons, but the fact of the matter is that he is supervising the investigation of the Russia connections with the Trump campaign, and he is removed and replaced with a political appointee, which is what is happening now. We are going to have the FBI under the thumb of Attorney General Sessions, Attorney General Sessions' deputies, who are all put in there by President Trump. We cannot have this situation where the president's personnel are investigating the president's personnel. That won't work. There needs to be an independent investigation. So the only way to fix this at this point is to appoint an independent prosecutor to look into the Trump-Russia connection.
Richard Painter with us, law professor at the University of Minnesota, served as chief ethics counsel for President George W. Bush. So from what you've seen from President Trump so far, what do you think he will actually do?
I have no idea what he's going to do. He'll probably do what he has to do. But it's starting to look as if we may have a majority of senators who are going to support an independent prosecutor to address the Trump-Russia connection investigation. So we can be done with it, find out who cooperated with the Russians, get those people out of the government, And hopefully that does not include President Trump. So then he would be able to govern with a staff that we do not suspect of being Russian agents. We've already had one Russian agent in the White House for 18 days, General Flynn. We're not going to tolerate anymore.
Well, you're a Republican yourself, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I never thought of the Republican Party as a party that was soft on Russian spies.
When you see the Democrats, the way they're addressing this, how much of this is just simply political on the other side?
Well, of course, everybody wants to win an election. And people don't like losing an election. But nobody should want to see an election won or lost because of interference from a foreign power, which has been seeking to destabilize our country since the Russian Revolution in 1917. They have sought to destabilize Western democracies through communist parties, other extremist groups, now through far-right groups. And we're not going to tolerate that in the United States. That's not a Republican or Democratic issue. Yeah. And anybody tries to cover it up, I think it's destroying their own political party as well as our democratic system.
Okay, but those that say, look, whatever influence they had, it was negligible. The election would have turned out this way no matter what. What about that perspective?
Well, we're not going to try to figure out how the election would have turned out. What is unacceptable, we cannot allow the criminal activity of breaking and entering into computers any more than we'd allow the breaking and entering into the Watergate complex in the 1970s. What's different here is that a foreign power, spies of a foreign power, engaged in the breaking and entering, not third-rate burglars as in the Watergate situation. We're going to find out who helped them, who in the United States encouraged it, who helped it, and we're going to get those people out of the government.
Those that wonder what you personally think about President Trump yourself, well, what do you think of him as president in general?
I'm so far not impressed because there's too many financial conflicts of interest in this administration, too much abuse of power. The president has not used the discretion in the communications he sent out on Twitter or anywhere else. I think he has the intelligence to be a good president, but he's going to have to get his act together. This past 5 months has not been a good 5 months, or 4 months. He's really only had 4 months in there.
So give me a timeline. How do you see this unfolding? Is this going to happen within a matter of days or weeks where he'll be forced to put in a special prosecutor? What's going to happen here?
No, I think we're going to have enough movement in the Senate in particular for aggressive investigation of the Russia scandal. That's going to move forward, and that's going to be in the front burner. Then I think the House Judiciary Committee is going to seriously think about whether the president's fit for office, and we'll see where that goes.
Okay, but what about the ongoing investigation now into General Flynn and so on? Aren't we already looking into this deeply enough?
They're looking into it at the FBI, but we need someone in charge of this who's independent. With Comey gone, we got to put someone else in there. We are not going to have a Trump appointee supervising an investigation of the Trump campaign. That's not happening.
Richard Painter, law professor at the University of Minnesota, served as chief ethics counsel for President George W. Bush. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.